The board of directors and an assortment of other people decided quite a while ago now to institute an award for people who have given of themselves to the fellowship for a long time or for some particularly extraordinary way or an assortment of things. So when Jamie's father died, Jim Struthers, then we thought, well, what better way to do this than to celebrate Jim? So I'll let Jamie read what he has, and I have a brief thing to read about our first recipient, and then we'll proceed.
Thank you. I've been given the pleasure of introducing the Jim Struthers Volunteer Award. And this award is honored is named in honor and in memory of my father, Jim Struthers, who was a mainstay of the Unitarian Fellowship of Regina, almost from its inception in 1955 until his death last year. Over the decades, Jim made major contributions to all aspects of the fellowship. As president and as frequent member of the board and all of its various committees, and as a challenging and often humorous presenter at many Sunday services. For several years, Dad opened the Unitarian Center on Sundays. He put the coffee on and then went to pick up several members who needed a ride to the service. The Jim Struthers Volunteer Award is presented to members on occasion who demonstrate a similarly high level of commitment and selfless service to our fellowship. I turn it back to Joanne.
So we did put together a plaque. We did get that far. And here we have room for names. And so the first name that's on here is David Thompson. And so one of the reasons we wanted to do this today was because it's an intergenerational service, and we wanted very much to recognize David's service with children. Now, I'm going to read this, and then I'll ask David to come up, please. I'm just sorry there aren't more people here to hear this, but hopefully you'll all spread the word. We've been thinking about for some time about instituting an award for members who have made outstanding contributions. One of the criteria was that the member had to have been a part of the fellowship for a long time. One of the first names that came to our mind was David. We were all in awe of his dedication to the children of the fellowship in addition to his other responsibilities and thought that this dedication needed to be recognized. David became a member of the fellowship in December of 1992, according to the record books, not long after he and his wife Hillary started attending the fellowship. At that time, the fellowship had just moved into this building, and there were many needs. David quickly became active, contributing his time and thoughtful analysis to many aspects of fellowship life. Jane Knox remembers that David and Hillary were the backbone of the fellowship. She specifically remembers at least one of them visiting her during pledge drive. Wayne and I started attending the fellowship in 1996, and at that time David was treasurer. He had already been a board member, secretary, or treasurer of the board for several years. Over the next 15, David was a trustee at large, secretary, or treasurer again, at least four or five times. At the same time as some of these other tasks, David was also the chalice editor for three or four years. We all enjoyed his thoughtfulness and articulate expression of beliefs. He presented many challenging articles, either excerpted or reprinted for us, which helped us feel connected to the Unitarian congregations in Canada and worldwide. Another committee David worked on is the membership committee. Along with Hillary, David worked hard to make new members feel welcome. I can recall him ordering books that contained information for new members, and these would be presented to the new members when we signed them up. David thought it was important to give new members some sort of orientation other than seat of the pants. One of the things that are important to David is, now that's a grammar problem there, but anyway, maintaining connections to the larger world of Unitarianism. To that end, both he and Hillary attended several annual meetings of the Canadian Unitarian Council, as well as other regional gatherings. Many ideas have been brought back to the fellowship by David and passed on to members and friends. Our current website was developed and maintained by David on the community pages hosted by Access Communications. I'm not sure how many years it's been in existence, but I think it may have been at least 8 or 9. The information's been updated on a monthly basis with talks, calendars, linked to other Unitarian resources, copies of our principles. And I think David's redesigned the website at least once during that time. Last but definitely not least, we want to recognize David's involvement in the children's program. When we talked to people over the past few months, David was recognized most frequently for his contributions to the children's program. This began as early as 1998, probably earlier, but I couldn't confirm that, and has continued until the present day in one way or another. In fact, David still volunteers at least monthly with the children. In a search through my own records, I found reference to David's time many times in connection with the children. We've had a number of different people running the program, but somehow your name keeps popping up, David. By June of 2008, there were virtually no children or volunteers. David believed strongly the fellowship needed a regular program or we would never keep people attending. So he stepped up and became the program leader. One of the challenges we frequently face is the age range and the unpredictable number of attendees, as you can see today. David was able to design a program that would appeal to a variety of children. He initiated a circle time using rocks and shells in a jar. He designed and brought crafts to keep them interested, stories to engage their imagination, and even included baking projects from time to time. When the adults came downstairs after service, the children were able to offer their cookies or show off their craft projects. This allowed some interaction between the children and adults. An enthusiastic thank you for the baking or appreciation for the colorful craft project. As Jane once said, once the children had a positive experience, it kept them coming back for more. For 3 years, from 2008 to 2011, David almost single-handedly kept this program going. By spring of 2011, it was time for a break, and the board commenced a search for a replacement. Although we tried to find a volunteer, we eventually decided we would hire a coordinator to take David's place. As I said earlier, everyone has recognized your commitment to the children, David. So would you please come up so that we can formally thank you.
Where'd you go?
Want me to say a word?
Pardon?
Want me to say a word?
Yes, you can say.
Yeah.
You
okay. Thanks, Joanne. Actually, Joanne, that was super. I didn't realize it was that I had done some of those things, so they're sort of there in my memory. Maybe it should be an award for bravery as far as the children's program goes. but it's been really fun. I guess many of those things were actually a lot of fun to do. Like, I enjoyed the children's program, right? I enjoyed the cellist work. The board work, you know, it's bored. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bored, you know. but in generally, it's been a good opportunity for me to do stuff that I wouldn't get to do otherwise, you know. And certainly working with the kids has been good. And we've had some quite a good challenges. I should say it wasn't really single-handed, because we had some really good volunteer students to help us for 3 years. Those the Chinese students helped us quite a lot. We were really lucky to get that, actually. So I would encourage people to think about the children's program and, you know, talk to the kids, see what they're doing, get some idea of what they're learning, and if you can, think about volunteering, because it's really usually really enjoyable to work with children. Like, they got a fresh point of view. Everything is fun, you know, usually. And also they have they bring a lot to things. So you read a story about something, you get 30 points of view or 15 points of view on everything in the story, or little interjections, oh, you know, whatever. So it's always kind of off the rails, which is kind of good. So if you like that sort of thing, it's fun. Yeah.